Blog Talk Radio.
Wish I had more time to tell you of my life, wisdom, wars, and trials. Oh, try to raise you right. Wish I had more time to say I was inspired by the man. Did I tell you I was proud? Remember the storms in the summertime? You sat on my shoulders under the sky. These are the moments you find when you reach for a lost goodbye.
Song. Oh my goodness. That song blows me away every time I play it. Oh my God. I don't know if it does you or not, but it does me. I think a lot about, you think about a lot of your loved ones, that's for sure. We're here, our final show of the day here on a Wednesday with Lisa Zayas, psychic medium, and she's going to be taking your phone calls. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to speak to Lisa. And it's this way you come in line there as far as in order. So we may take your phone call. You can also contact Lisa for private sessions or to look at a lot of the other items she things that she does by the link that's on the show page. You'll find a way you can go ahead and book a private reading. Also, look at all the beautiful moon dance shawls that Lisa makes, and a lot of great hypnotherapy CDs that really help you. I know the sleep CD can personally attest to that one. Never made it to the final part of that CD. Put me right to sleep, and including my wife. And so you'll find a lot of throws, blankets. Really a lot of beautiful items there at Lisa's website, which you can make an order for. And anyway, check it out. I think you'll really like it. And I know my wife makes me items like that and makes it really cozy for sitting around the living room. I know my cat enjoys the part that she gets that hangs out on the floor. She makes sure she gets a spot on it too. So everybody knows my cat Mary, right? Alrighty. So let's go to the phone lines here and let's bring in Lisa to the show. Welcome back, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm well, Michael. I am doing really well. Had a really good spell of warm weather, and now it's a little cold. We just purchased a greenhouse, so I'm pretty excited about that. We grow a lot of our vegetables in the summer, so we thought a greenhouse would be a good investment. So that's pretty exciting. We'll see how it goes. It's taken us two days. And we're not even finished to put this thing together. Well, it's not two full days. I would say 6 hours into the project, and we're still putting this darn thing up. It has so many pieces. Our entire lawn was filled with all the pieces lined up and a booklet to follow to put it together. But it looks nice so far. It looks good. So I would definitely recommend. A lot of people are getting greenhouses. I would definitely recommend them. I think they're a wonderful way to grow seedlings and to start from scratch. But Michael, I was thinking for a topic. I was thinking about something easy for people. I know a lot of our listeners, you know, they're interested in being able to do things for themselves and learning, from your show. So I was thinking of trying to dispel some of the myths about certain sayings. And I wanted to start by how I personally bless my food. As everyone knows, you know, blessing your food and your water is a very integral part of the spiritual path. It's important that whatever we put in our body, we are first and foremost grateful. That would be my first intention. And then to bless the food so that it's rid of any contaminants, pollutants, and anything that might harm you. Now, you might say, well, you know, it's already in there. How do I get rid of it? Believe it or not, a prayer over your food, if you believe, will remove any toxins that would enter your body. As they enter your body, they will be quickly removed by your innate, your soul body, as we talked about in the previous shows. So when I first started this journey, it was really hard for me to bless my food because it's not something that I did. I mean, yes, growing up in a Catholic home, you know, we didn't even say grace before dinner. Maybe during Thanksgiving or Christmas when the company was there for good measure, you know, we did the grace. But every night, every morning, whatever I put into my system, I try to be grateful. And it took a lot of years to find that one saying that I felt was comfortable enough to do it. And now what I'm going to tell you tonight does not mean this has to be for you. I would say take parts of it that you like, leave others, and adopt your own way. But blessing your food is a very, very key component to making sure that those toxins are neutral. So first I begin with, as above, so below. A lot of people hear that, but they really don't know what that means. So I want to dispel that mystery. As above, so below means as in heaven, so here on earth. As I think that heaven is, I create here now on earth. And that's really important. If we realize that heaven is not that far away and that we can bring a bit of that through the veil to this part of our world, and if we believe that, then it is so. The second part of that is, as above, so below, as below, so above. It's very important that we realize that everything we put out and everything we say becomes a reality. Our thoughts, our intentions, our words, they definitely go up to the Creator. They definitely become realities. They have become entities unto themselves. If you put enough thought into something, it definitely becomes something. So as you're thanking the food or the water that you're drinking, you're being grateful. You're asking that that water, if it's not pure, if it's not the best water that you're drinking or the food, that it should be as perfect as in heaven. So as above, so below, as below, so above. That completes the circle. Then I continue with, as within, so without, as without, so within. Again, what does that mean? As within, as I am whole, as I am a part of the universe, I set my intentions outward. As those intentions go outward, I realize that I am part of everything, and everything is a part of me. That being said, my reality is what I make of it. My reality is what I feel. I choose to experience what I want to experience. I choose to see what I want to see. It's my prerogative. It's my perspective. So as within, so without. As without, so within. So anything that's with outside of my divine being, I choose to bring whatever I want inside me. I am connected to all, and all is connected to me. And this is, again, a part of being grateful. So how you experience the world is totally up to you. You cannot blame others for things that happen to you. If something does happen to you, there must be a lesson there, and to realize that lessons are there for you to grow and to mature, and that you can experience something that's maybe difficult by choosing a different perspective. So far we have as above, so below, as below, so above, as within, so without, as without, so within. Third one I would say is, as the universe, so the soul, as the soul, so the universe. This part is important because what it's saying is that I am connected to the divine. I cannot be separated from the divine any more than the divine can be separated from me. I am a peace. The goddess is in my heart. The God lies within me, in my soul, in each part of my DNA, in those trillions of cells in my body. There's a piece of the Godhead inside me, and I cannot be ever separated. I am never alone. I am always a part of the divine. So as the soul, so the universe. As the universe, so the soul. I am part of all that is, and all that is a part of me. And this just really does cement the whole blessing of the food. And that, to me, makes me feel as if that I am complete. The last part of this is, and I do pick up the plate, believe it or not, as above, so below. I do move the plate up and down, and with moving the plate in and out. Even at a restaurant, I've gotten to the point I just don't care. I'll do it because it's important to me, and I feel that it's necessary. The last part of it, I will then take the plate, and I will place it to my forehead, and I will say good thoughts, to my lips, good words, and to my heart, good intentions. This reminds me that I am, although I'm connected to the universe and I am a part of the divine, I am still human. And I make mistakes. And that when I make mistakes, that I should forgive myself and I should remember. I should deeply try to remember that there's going to be many tests. And how I choose to respond to that is a direct result of how I want to choose my reality. By having good thoughts, I try really hard to keep my mind clean. I try not to think of negative gossiping thoughts. Good words, I try to speak my truth. I never lie. That is something I do not do, sometimes to a detriment, because if you ask me a question, I will tell you the truth. So good thoughts, good words, and good intentions. Meaning, if I want to do something nice, am I doing it truly to be nice, or do I have an altruistic motive behind it? Am I being selfish? Am I doing it for the right reasons? And These are a lot of questions to ask. But once you start doing it after a while, I've been saying good thoughts, good words, and good intentions for about 2 years now. And it does really resonate, because when there are times where I want to look at someone and my eyes are rolling in my head and I have so many thoughts that I want to share with them, and I go, wow, that's a really good idea. And, you know, I'm trying to be compassionate and understanding and trying to offer support. I'm remembering my good thoughts, good words, and good intentions, that everyone has free will, and keeps me on task for that. And with that, I try, if I have a time, I do think if I'm in a restaurant, I will thank the person who prepared the food. I will thank the server, the person who prepared it. I will thank them because this is their job and they have families to feed. So I will ask them to be blessed from their future generations back to their past generations, meaning a full circle, that I will bless each and every one of them and all their elders and generations. And that's just a really good practice, because the people who do serve you, you know, they're doing a job, but yet it's such a thankless job. They never get to see that you like their food. They only get to hear that you didn't. So I do thank them. It's also a good measure to thank them, because just in case they had a bad day, when someone is in a bad mood and preparing your food, you will receive that energy. And I know people say, well, that's crazy. No, you do. I refuse to cook when I'm upset. I just don't do it. I'll clean the house. I'll rip apart closets. But I won't cook a meal when I'm upset. I just feel that I'm not giving my love to that food. I'm not respecting the food. And it's pointless for me to prepare something when I don't have any good thoughts in my heart to make a dinner or to prepare something to someone that I love when I'm upset. So ordering pizza is probably a good idea. So I would say that's again, so I would reiterate, we'll go over it again. You just want to close your eyes and you can think about it. Say, as above, so below. As within, so without. As without, so within. As the universe, so the soul. As the soul, so the universe. May I have good thoughts, good words, and good intentions. I am thankful and grateful for this food. So if you want to try that out, again, you do not have to do this. I started off with just making simple symbols. You can make whatever your religious denomination is. You can start off by making a cross over your food. You can do a medicine wheel for Native Americans, and you could do the Reiki sign if you like that. You could also do the pentagram. Another myth that I like to dispel. A lot of people ask about the pentagram, so since we're dispelling myths right now for today. Pentagram is a very simple star with 5 points. And starting at the bottom left corner represents Earth. Very important point. Earth, represented by Uriel, represented by the gnomes, and without the Earth, we just don't live. So you have the bottom one, Earth. It's also represented by Uriel, the angel. Moving up to the top left, you have Earth, Air. Air. That's Raphael. That's the healing. That's the healing angel. So right there, you have Earth and Air. Next one, going to the center point, we're going to skip over the center point and go right to the right corner. Earth, Air, Fire. Without fire, life would be very cold and most of us wouldn't be here. Fire. Ruled by the Archangel Michael from the south. Very important element. Moving down to the bottom point, Earth, Air, Fire, Water. You have, again, a wonderful angel. And there you have your West, and then you have your Gabrielle or Gabriel, depending on which one you like, how you want to say that. So Earth, Air, Fire, and Water. Those are the 4 points of the pentagram. The center pentagram is you. Your connection to spirit. As above, so below. As the soul, so the universe. That is your point. That is your direct connection to the Godhead. So, when you're blessing your food, and if you didn't want to say everything that we have just mentioned before, doing the pentagram covers everything. It covers the 4 corners. It covers all 4 angels. And that center point solidifies your connection to the Godhead. Very simple thing to do. So, blessing your food in any other way is perfect. The only thing that I would underscore is that you should always be grateful. Be grateful for that food that you're eating, for so many of us who do not have, so many others who do not have, are not as fortunate to have food. They're lucky they maybe get one meal a day. And to look at the portion of your food. Do you really need all that? Is that really necessary to eat all that food? Can you maybe only take a smaller portion? Ask your innate. And you'll find that listening to your body and really being grateful and looking at the food before you put it in your mouth really gives you a chance to look at that plate and that portion of how much you're eating. When you get that chance and you can look down, you go, wow, this is an awful lot of food. If you can't see your plate, if there's a lot of your plate that's hidden, you might want to think about that. Your portion should only be as big as your two hands put together. That's a serving size, not the whole plate. How many people can you feed with that whole plate? How many people would be grateful to eat that food too? So, that's our little discussion about blessing the food. If you have any questions, you could definitely reach out to me. Again, this is just my way. I've tried for 2 years to find the best way, and this works for me. My husband, he bows his head, and he quietly says, you know, whatever he's feeling in his heart, and that works for him. So there is no right or wrong way. Let no one tell you that you have to say a certain prayer over your food. That's not true. But just something that makes you feel that you are doing something in a co-creative way, that you are part of this taking of the food inside, that you are a part of it, that you are an active participant and not just shoveling food in your mouth. Being an active participant definitely changes the way you think about food and how it reacts in your body and what makes you feel good and what doesn't. Okay? Taking out the chips and just sitting there and eating it might not be the best thing for you. A couple of chips on the side in a small bowl, not such a bad thing. So if you have any questions, you know, please feel free. Again, I always like to listen to other people posting how they pray over their food. It gives me great ideas, and then I could share them with other people. And it helps other people to try to sort their way through this, to find a way that's best for them. All right, so you can reach me at Lisa Zayas on my Facebook, Zayas. Just friend me. I'd be happy to answer any questions. You could also go to my website. There is a contact form there. The website is Lisa Hypnotherapy and Reiki. .com. So just send me a little note and take a look at the site, and you could read a little bit about more of what I do. All right? So I'm sure we have callers now, so I'm going to turn it over to Mike, and we can do that.
Okay. Thank you for all that, Lisa. That was great. And so we want to invite people to call on in and press the 1 once you call on in. Area code 267. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name's Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, how are you, Donna?
Okay, fine, thank you. How are you?
I am well. I raised my kids in Pennsylvania, so I have a definitely love for that, for the Commonwealth there.
Oh, okay.
And East Child.
Excuse me, I can't hear you that good.
Okay. No, I raised my kids in Pennsylvania in East Stroudsburg. For 21 years, we lived there, so definitely something.
Oh, Stroudsburg. Okay, yep. I'm thinking on moving up that way. That's so funny.
we could talk privately. I have some pros and cons about the area, but definitely I could let you know about that.
Right, it's going up towards the mountains, but okay, I just wanted to ask you something. Do you see anyone in my life, a male figure that has, like, that I am not fully aware of, that has feelings or, like, a crush or somewhat of on me?
Okay. Right now you get the Harvest card, so, you know, the Harvest card talks about waiting a year, that it's just not the right time. So I don't know if someone likes you or you like them, but it's just missing. Like, it's the lock and the key are not just making it, you know. If someone likes you, you're not sure about them, and I think it's going to go back and forth a little bit like that. It's just not connecting right now. Because the next card that you get is separation, and that's the snake card. So that means that it is a change. So I think that over these next couple of months, it doesn't have to be a full year, but when you get the snake card, it usually means that you're changing so totally that you're not the same person who you are. It says others that radical departure from your old ways and total honesty is required, adaptability and skillful means, you must wait for the universe to act. So we do without doing and everything gets done. I would say that right now, and tell me if I'm wrong, that you're undergoing a huge change, whether, I don't know if it's spiritual, things are really changing in your life, and you're looking at yourself, Donna, and saying, I'm a little different now. I'm not the same person I was maybe last year. And this
yes,
is
very much.
Okay. You know, I would tell you that the council's saying that they're not done with you yet, and you have a couple of more things that have to be tweaked, all in a good way, all in a good way. And you're coming into a new person. So anyone you meet now is going to be a little bit off because you're changing. And when you fully blossom, when you fully, it's like, okay, so okay, the council's telling me, it'll be like you dating, you're a caterpillar and you're dating a caterpillar. Okay, but guess what? You are going to change into a butterfly. They might not. And then when you look down, you're going to be a butterfly with a caterpillar. So you're changing drastically. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does make sense to me. And yeah, and some of the still, I'm feeling the attraction of the same type of people that I've been used to my whole life. But yet, I feel like I'm changing because I've just went through a breakup about almost a year ago, and you know, kind of, I'm over it. But it's a big change. Big change, but still feeling myself being drawn to the same type of people. But I feel myself changing, and I know deep inside that that's not where I should be going in that direction because it's not going to work. Does that make sense to you?
You could always, like, you know, we all, some, you know, a lot of times we are drawn to a certain type of person. You know, that's just who we're kind of hardwired. But you can talk to the universe and say, you know, I get it. You know, this is how I, you know, that this is where I was. And look at it as, okay, there must be a pattern here. And once you see the pattern and you bless it, it's almost like you pass the lesson and you can move on to something different, somebody else. But you have to kind of do the homework yourself. You have to kind of look in and say, you know, why am I picking that type of person? Why? And then when you connect all the dots and you see the full picture, it's like it's done. You won't be attracted to those people anymore. It's like you understand why you're doing it, so you don't do it anymore.
Right. It's basically I think I'm not looking, but To be happy and somebody happy with me also, that's just my main thing. It's not any type of person or...
I would say that the council is saying that they have a little bit more work to do with you and you will meet somebody, but it's just going to be a little bit more tweaking time. You're not at that aha moment yet, but you will be. I will tell you, you will be. It's not going to be as long as a year, but it will be a couple of months. So just
okay.
Do the homework. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's going to be good because when you come out of this tunnel, once you come out and you kind of feel who you really are, like the core of your being, it's almost as if you peel the layers and you find out that person who you came in when you first came into the earth and you had that little nugget. Well, that's what you're going to find. That little nugget is who Donna really is.
Okay.
And you let us know. I would say I'm getting 3 to 4 months. Things in 3 to 4 months, I feel like you'll feel a huge difference. And then definitely reach out to us because at that time I think things will start to go in your way. You'll see some synchronicity moving in your direction.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And that all makes sense. Thank you so much.
No problem, Donna. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. We're going to go next, area code 347. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I am well. I am well. What can we do for you?
Yes, I just want to know, in the near future, is my son's father and I going to be together? Because we have, like, a lot of issues that I'm not comfortable with.
Okay, so you want to know if you and... All right, so at the first card I pull is partnership, so that's good.
Okay.
So that's a good card. But the second card I pull is the self. So they're both good cards. It says, I am your beloved Lord, my true companion. It says, we meet in the circle at the Rainbow Center, coming together in wholeness. Now, the thing about this card is that although there's a picture of two beautiful swans together, it also states this card that when we come together, it's the uniqueness and the differences in us that bring us together as two whole people, so that you both have to come together as two whole people.
I agree.
And I think if you both, if that... You know, if that rule is laid down and expectations are met, I think it could be okay. The thing about the second card is that this card is all about you. It says, regardless of how great may be your intention, it says your life will have true direction. All right, so basically it's saying that in order to go into this partnership, you really have to know who you are, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to know what you want. So it's really all about you. Strive to live the ordinary life in a non-ordinary way. Remember at all times what is coming to be and passing, and focus on which abides. What is
okay.
The most important in this relationship? What do you really want? Take away the fluff and get down to the real things, that the most important aspects that you really need done. And
okay.
To make sure those are given in love, that these are the rules that have to be met, and stick by them.
Okay. I agree with you. Can I ask you one more question?
Of course.
We want to throw up, my sisters and I want to throw a party for my mom, like a big party. She's going to be 65. And financially, it's really hard for us right now. We know we want to do it, but a lot of things that she wants. Is it going to happen?
What comes out is initiation. Let's see what that says. Okay, so powerful forces are at work here. Unexpected gains are not unlikely. So, and this is the card of the Phoenix. You might find something surprising, like you might find a place that is not as expensive. You know, it might be surprising that you'll get things that are not as expensive as you thought. And to be honest with you, invite those people who, you know, feel are worth it to come. It doesn't have to be as big a party as you think. And
okay.
Have a quality party. Don't have this big party where you're having people come. Have a quality party. That's what your mother would like.
Okay.
And I would personally,
thank you so much.
Your mother's an old woman. I mean, obviously, but I think that having something, a small house get-together party instead of having it in a restaurant would make your mother a lot happier. Having
okay,
the family
yeah.
together and having just a home down, you know, good food and kind of, you know, very relaxed party would be much better than having it in a place. I think she would be more, it'll be more easygoing for her, and she gets to enjoy you guys at a longer time than having this really fancy party that she doesn't even get to talk to anybody. Think about that instead.
Okay. Thank you so much. She would love it. Thank you.
All right. No problem,
you have
Sandra.
A great
bye-bye.
Night.
Oh,
bye-bye.
You too. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And Again, we're here with Lisa Zayas. You can call on in 347-884-8245 and then press the 1 on your phone. Very important. If you want to speak to Lisa, press the 1 on your phone. Going next, area code 352. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. This is Cindy, and I'm calling from Florida. And hi, Lisa.
Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't hear your name.
Cindy from Florida.
Hi, Cindy. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am well. I am doing really well.
Lovely. Awesome. Well, I know how accurate you are because you were just predicted some incredible outcomes for court previously for me with the situation with my ex, and he is finally sitting in jail for violating the injunction that he violated like dozens of times, but he did it. He kind of got caught on a DUI, and then they had a warrant out for him, so it just kind of catapulted, and he's sitting there. In the meantime, I've found a location to move to. Doors are opening for the funds to make some money to be able to make it all happen. So I was wondering what you see as far as, will I be able to get all this completed before he's out so he has less opportunities to kind of follow me, see where I'm going while I'm moving? Will I be able to get out and moved and done before, you know, basically kind of, I guess maybe the question is to try and pin it down, how long do you see him staying in there? And do you see him, you know, will I have time to get this done? Get out of town.
I get the card standstill, which means, you know, there's like a freeze on all useful activity. The only thing, what I'm feeling is that, you know, I know he's in jail. That's fine. That's great. But I think I need you not to worry about him. I think I need you to focus on what you have to do. I don't think he's coming out. I think there's a freeze on activity. And I think if you get yourself so worked up about when he's coming home, it'll mess you up. Just use every day as that's it. I got to get things done. Like every day is an important day to get out.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get so drawn into the, like, you know, worrying about him. Just keep going. You know, ask the universe to be synchronistic. Ask the universe to give you the time that you need. This is a great opportunity, Cindy. You saw how the council helped you. This is a great time to talk to your own spirit guides and look for the signals, look for signs. Look for the synchronicity, you know, you'll feel it. You'll know. You'll know that you have to start moving. You'll know when you have to, you know, get things, you know, certain things packed. And you'll look around your house in the morning and ask the spirit, you know, what do I need today to be in the best groove to get myself out? So basically what the council is saying, you've gone to readers, you've gone to me, you've gone to other readers. Now they're going to say, use your own spirit guides now. So for some reason, they're going to test you. They want you to rely on them now. All right? You get to a gateway after that, which is a great card. And gateways always are, you know, a new life beginning. So let me see that. It is reversed. It says a quickening of your development is indicated here. If you're undergoing difficulties, remember the quality of your passage depends upon your attitude and upon the clarity of your intention. Be certain that you're not suffering over your suffering. So again, the council's saying, listen, we're here, your council, we're here, listen to us, and we will get you out of this with no problem. Don't worry about him. Don't allow fear to paralyze you. Work with your council and your spirit guides, and you will get out exactly when you have to.
Okay,
are you there?
Yep, I am. I'm taking it all in.
Yeah, I think, Cindy, you've come to a breakthrough, to be honest. I think, you know, you've been on a spiritual path. You've trusted the readers. You've trusted me, and I'm honored. You know, when you come to me for a reading, I'm always humbled when people come to me because I feel like we have that bond for, like, ever. So, but now it's always when a reader says to the person who comes to them, okay, what have you learned? And now you have to ride the horse yourself. Now you have to get up on that horse and you got to do it yourself. Because you can now. You've seen what you've seen miracles happen. You've seen what the council told you about the court. You've seen things happen. But now they want you to take the reins. They believe that you could work this out. The biggest key factor that they're saying is do not let fear paralyze you. And remember that mantra, I will not let fear paralyze me. Because then you won't be able to listen to them. When you have the fear in your ear, you can't listen to the counsel. You can't listen to the Godhead. You just can't. You know, you get catatonic and nothing gets done. So
right.
Do not let that happen, and you will get out, and everything will fall into place. Think about it.
Awesome.
Why is he in jail? Because you needed to get out, right? That was in synchronistic events. I mean, just so happened, you know, how the events happened. There was a warrant out for his arrest. Okay, but it's absolutely synchronistic because you needed this time to get out. Now use it wisely and listen to them closely.
Right. The timing was impeccable. So it was very synchronistic because he's been, you know, violating that injunction for months and months and months and months and months, and nobody would do anything. And the way that it happened, I had reported another violation that same day. They called him, said, we already have a warrant for another violation. Come turn yourself in. He said, no, I'm not turning myself in. They said, well, then we'll send someone to come pick you up. He left and went to another town. And when he drove 3 hours later from that phone call with the captain of the sheriff's department, 3 hours later, he drove into another town to go hang out at a bar that he hangs out to, and he got arrested for DUI. And when they arrested him for the DUI, they found the warrant sitting there. This was 3 hours after he said, no, I'm not turning myself in.
I
same
love
day.
Karma is my favorite buddy, you know. There's a lot of times we want to take, you know, things into our own hands, and I'm learning that karma, I think we said it on the last show, karma happens so quickly now, and it happens to help others who are involved. You know, think about it. Everyone's connected like in a spider web. I love spider webs. If you knew me, you would know why. I just love them. And we're all really intricately connected in a spider web. And I remember one time we were at this spiritual retreat, and we all had yarn. Everyone had a ball of yarn. And the idea was to throw it to the person on the side, in front of you, whatever, and to keep throwing the yarn but holding on to what you caught and then throwing the rest. Well, what did that in, that became a huge web, a huge, beautiful web of yarn. And the leader at that point said, okay, so-and-so dropped, you know, we're all connected. See how the lines are connecting? Each one of you are connected to the other. And it was really beautiful. And then she told one or two people to drop their side. And immediately the web was completely destroyed. Like, it was just lopsided. It was falling. And, you know, that's how karma is. It just allows, you know, we're all so connected. And if that energy is so negative and that person can still persist on doing what they want to do, eventually the energy has to write itself out, whether you call it karma or whatever word you want to use. It has to correct itself. And so synchronistically, he went to jail just when, you know, you had enough and, you know, everything else was going and you have to move now. Now he's got a couple of warrants, as I listened to you, and, mm-hmm. you know, drunk driving. So, you know, maybe he doesn't have a car now. He's got to pay fines. He's got a lot on his plate. You're not going to be his priority, God willing, you know?
Right. And what I was really, what's really odd is that, you know, because I'm a victim of the injunction for protection violations, then I signed up for text alerts. So if there's a change of status, if he gets out, they just, you know, the system, the computer just sends me a text that he's bailed out or he's been transferred to another jurisdiction or whatever. So they send me status alerts. I haven't gotten anything. It still says he's an inmate. They set bail.
Yeah.
It was so ridiculously cheap, he should have been able to pay the bail out of his pocket. He didn't bail out.
Again,
he's still sitting there. It's weird.
Don't even worry. I'm telling you, Cindy, don't give it any more thought. You know what? Just, you know, wash him out of your hair. Wash, just forget about him. Keep packing, and get on with your life. You know, consider
right.
this a grace period. You know, the universe
mm-hmm.
cuts you some slack, give you a window of opportunity. Take it, run. And don't worry, just go. All
right? Right. Nice.
Yeah, everything's packed. I'm trying to get pay contract signed on the property for the new place, and then I have to put some fence up, and, you know, in the meantime, some extra work has come my way to help pay for it, so that's just a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, exactly what you said, be grateful and be humble. If you continue with that, you will see that the window of opportunity gets wider and wider, and unfortunately his gets smaller and smaller.
Nice. Well, it was a blessing catching you on this evening. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, Cindy. Always a good chatting with you. Much love to you, okay? Keep us posted. Keep me posted. You have my Facebook. Let me know.
I will. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you know what?
And thank you, Michael. Yes.
Make sure you friend me, Cindy, okay, if you can.
Okay, on Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. Zayas,
okay.
Z-A-Y-A-S. Make sure, and then I could, you know, we can chat. All right.
Okay, will do. All right. Thank you.
Right. Bye now.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Cindy, can I add, I know you've been calling the show a lot, and can I add how happy I am? How happy I am that he's sitting in jail.
I am too. Thank you, Michael. I mean, I know I shouldn't gloat and be happy, but it was such a relief.
Yeah, you deserve a little. You deserve a little happiness in that spot because you've been through so much.
He's gotten by with so much, and it's like, you know, the corruption in his town. The cops wouldn't arrest them, and they're covering stuff up. And it's like, really? And you know, it's
just the
like
way
it was
he
just
treated
a joke.
You,
they put out, they put out the warrant, but they didn't really go arrest him, make any effort, and then he goes to another, a different county and gets himself put in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he keeps doing it to himself. It's the funny part.
Right.
It's just he's doing it to himself.
Yeah.
But thank you, Michael.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
It
okay.
was a relief,
well,
you know.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know. So happy for you. Okay.
Thank
take care.
You. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go next, Lisa, with another sweetheart from Texas, Annette. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael. How are you, Lisa?
Good, good. Who's this?
My name is Annette.
Couldn't hear her.
Can you hear me?
Annette.
Oh, Annette. Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
Well, reasons I'm calling, I don't know, let's see, oh dear, I know I usually, one thing that I did kind of want to ask about is my relationship with my family.
Okay.
I typically have a close-knit family, but I have a rather unusual relationship with my mother.
Okay.
And I'm just, we don't always get along, and it's always been hard. And recently with the passing, my grandmother was kind of hard. And I don't know if it made it better or if it made it worse with my relationship with my mother, but it's, does it ever get better?
Actually, the card is opening and it's reversed, and it says, the first line of the card says, expect a darkening of the light in some relationship or situation.
Okay.
What I'm listening to, you know, from what I'm hearing is that, and when I'm looking at both of you and I'm trying to see where is going on, I'm sure that there's a lot and it would probably take a whole show to do. But what I'm feeling is that you have tried. And sometimes some people, there's just, I don't know how to say that, you know, they're just not going to change. And their ways of thinking, you know, I know we all have our perspective, and a lot of times, you know, two people could look at the same thing and have a totally different opinion about what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everyone's prerogative and it's our free will. But it's hard when you're both looking at the same event and you both were the only two players in the event not to see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
yeah.
I would kind of bless that, Annette, and let it go, because I don't think she's going to ever see the way you see things. I don't think she, I don't know if she's not capable or I don't know. It just seems that the card is just saying that gladly giving the old and being prepared to live for a time empty, it calls for developing an inner stability, not being seduced by the momentum of old ways while waiting to become illuminated in its proper time. So, okay, so, because this is sad. I mean, like, I don't like to hear that because, I mean, I feel for you, and I've been where you are. So let's just put that so I have a strong a feeling for this. The only thing you have to do is that there's going to come a time where you have to be neutral. And it's a test. It's a terrible test. It stinks, I have to tell you. But it's never going to be that lovey-dovey type of thing that you want. The best it can be is civil and neutral. And neutral means that you kind of accept the way things are and you don't get upset about them. Almost expect that they're not going to be okay. You keep them neutral so that you have no expectation and you don't care. You know, it's like if you go into a party and someone that you really don't like is going there, and the different ways of handling it would be the first person would be all angst, wouldn't sleep the night before, would think about how what they're going to say and all the, you know, there's going to be a fight, you know. And the second one goes in and tries to make nice. You know, oh, this is going to be wonderful, and we're going to be friends, and we're going to try to work this out, and da da da, and then gets severely disappointed. And then the third one doesn't even care. The third one doesn't care, doesn't know what's going to happen, doesn't care what's going to happen, if it's good, if it's bad. They know they're going to go home that night, and the world will still be okay, and the sun will come out the next day. So those are the three ways of doing it, and it's hard because I have a family member similar, and I have to be neutral. I'm neutral. I don't know what to expect, but if it's nice, yay me. If it's bad, well, that's pretty much what I've expected. And so you stay on an even keel, and you just accept it, and you bless them, and then you're grateful for the lesson because in so doing so, you learn to handle other challenges when they come your way, maybe something not family oriented, but maybe a person like you like the girl, you like the girlfriend, but you don't like the husband. So you have to watch your P's and Q's. And so it helps you to with other relationships. I hope that helps. I'm kind of tippy toeing around, but I think you get it.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So be neutral. And you'll know when you're neutral when you could literally. When the person, when your mom's name or when you hear her, it doesn't, you know, elicit a physical response, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have to learn, doing yoga helps, but when you don't have a physical response or, you know, this particular person, I could be mad for 2 days. I mean, literally, I like, oh my gosh, like my head about to explode for 2 days. And, you know, it's taken years to get better, and now it's like, hang up the phone, I don't care. You know, I can't change, you know, and I don't mean to be any disrespect, but I can't allow that person to cause me such grief and to get my insides in such a knot. So, you know, I hate to mention this show because I really, there's a Golden Girls and a Blanche, I really don't like that show, but there's one good line. There's a reason because I have to watch it all day long because I take care of an elderly woman who watches it around the clock. So that's the reason. But one part where Blanche Devereaux goes to a reunion and she's not the person she's supposed to be. And, you know, and she meets this guy and she's like, you know, hey, how you doing? She starts flirting with him. And she's like, how you been? He's like, how I've been. You know, how about your son? Don't you care about your son? And, you know, he pours out his heart to her. And she goes, who cares? And she walks away. And she's just like he's like literally crying. She says, who cares? So it's that kind of, you know, maybe when this incident or this comes up, you can think about that episode and just be like, who cares? And just let it go. Be neutral. You know, laugh it off. Laugh at it because you know it's coming. You know, Annette, you know it's going to come, so just laugh at it, you know? Just be like, yep, that's exactly what I expected, you know, and laugh. It'll be your best friend because when you're laughing, that person kind of turns. The person in my life is now becoming a lot nicer because I just laugh. I just know, you know, and they have changed dramatically. So now we can have a relationship. Laugh at it. Just laugh. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Lisa.
That was a strange reading, but I think it was good for you.
It was, because like I said, my mother and I have a kind of a tumultuous relationship. It has been ever since I was a kid. And I never really understood why. But, you know, as I got older, I just, you know, I'm slowly, you know, I see where you're coming from. Just kind of start to accept it and kind of laugh at it to see where it goes, because it just, you know, you're right. I do want a loving relationship, but I really do need to come with terms that it's just not going to be there, and that's hard.
Yeah. No, it is. I'm right with you. I'm sorry to say, my mother and I is just a very, very, very strained, and that's just how it is. You know, that's the type of person she is, and I get it. I do. It's taken me I was 35 to actually come to some kind of terms with that, but it was, I thought I came to terms with it, but now I'm quite okay with it. But it took a long time, because there's a lot of scarring when you don't understand why your mom is not as loving as, you know, you see other mothers and daughters. So it's a hard thing, but you will learn from it, and hopefully, you know, it's something that you it makes you a stronger person. It really does. It's not a good thing, but it definitely makes you more independent, because you had to stand on your own. Who else could you depend on? If a girl can't depend on their mom, who can they depend on? So it makes you quite strong in a sad way.
It does. Because, I mean, I know where you're coming from on that, because, you know, it's like how, you know, I have a daughter myself, so it's kind of like I want to be that loving relationship that I always wanted. And I hope that it doesn't come off as bad when I, you know, when she grows up, and I just don't want to seem like I'm compensating. I really don't, because I love my child so very much.
Well, I have to say, you know, my girls have grown up. I was scared to have daughters. I had sons. I was okay with my boys, but, you know, because of the way my mom treated us differently, my girls are fine. I told them I love them every day, morning, noon, and night. I never did they go to sleep without me kissing them each goodnight. That's something that just didn't happen in our house. So, and when you work from your heart, when you do things from your heart, there's no way it could be wrong. You know, when you love that child so much that you would actually walk through fire, you know you're not your mom. You know, so just keep that in mind. When you know what you would do for that child and how much you love that child, then never question yourself. Just enjoy it, and just do what you want from the heart, and you'll always be right. Always.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Many blessings. So you're like a kindred soul, Annette, to me. So I'll send much love to you too.
No, thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Annette. Thanks for calling in. Take care.
Take care.
All righty. Lisa, I love what you said there at the end. As far as, you know, go with the heart, you'll never go wrong. I think that is really wise words.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's worked for me. So I like to tell people I've worked, you know, that it worked well for me. The only way the only way I know how to teach, to be honest.
Yeah, and I learned that the hard way. My very first year of my 9 years here on the show is I learned after I had to go away from the naysayers and just go with my heart, and that is what has sustained me and helped me, and so I totally agree. Totally agree.
Very cool. Well, thank you for having me, Ben. So I will see you next week. Thank you, everybody. We had some great callers. And as always, I appreciate the listeners listening to us and asking, you know, ask questions. I love when they come on to ask questions, too, and things that they want to learn. That always makes me very happy. Cindy, all my love. I'm glad you're safe. And my love to the other callers tonight and listeners.
All right. All right. Well, take care, Lisa. Thanks for coming on. Always a great to have you on. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday, same time. Take care.
Sounds good. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. That's Lisa Zayas to the show. And that's going to do it for tonight. But just a reminder, guys, tomorrow we'll have a lot of shows for you. We're going to be starting at 1:30 in the afternoon with Pandrea, who is an amazing psychic medium. But also tomorrow, a very special new guest going to be joining us. Not really new to me, because he's been part of Journey in the Light on and off for the past 9 years. And he's one of Lilydale's top psychic mediums, Lilydale, the spiritual center, I think, in America. It's located in New York. Anyway, Greg Keene is coming back to Journey into the Light. And really, Greg's readings are phenomenal. And he's just a really great guy, just a decent guy. I really have always enjoyed my shows with Greg, and I'm just delighted that we've been able to work things out, that Greg's going to be back here now on Thursdays here at this time, which is Thursdays, 9 o'clock Eastern time. So, so Greg's going to be coming in at that spot, which makes, we have really great guests throughout the week. And our guest at 9 o'clock during the weekdays is just top notch. Here with Lisa tonight, Greg tomorrow. Last night we had on Media Michelle, so and Monday night we had on Chuck Bergman, so it and Marilyn, so it just doesn't. And then we got a brand new guest coming on Sunday, this Sunday, a brand new new guest at 9 o'clock, and she is a automatic writer. So anyway, so very much looking forward to. As we continue on. So tomorrow's our last day of the week, Thursday. Hope you can join us. We'll start again early at 1:30 Eastern time. And then we'll have that show for an hour. And then we'll have some evening shows, which will start at 7 Eastern time. Okay. So we want to thank everybody who's called in tonight. And thank you, Bonnie, so much for helping me and producing the shows and all that good stuff you do. And being my friend. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Take care, be blessed, and good night.